A man convicted in the 1980s of killing a teenager is scheduled to be executed tomorrow in Missouri. Stanley Linger was convicted of shooting the boy, beating him, and then running over his body with a car. But attorneys for Linger say that's not what landed him on death row. They say Linger's sentencing had more to do with his sexual orientation. NPR's Marianne Akers reports.
Prosecutors in 1986 said Stanley Linger's crime was brutal enough, they need not prove a motive. The jury in a country Missouri courthouse listened as the story unfolded. A co-defendant turned state's evidence told them how he and Linger lured 16-year-old Thomas Scott Allen into their car. They asked him to undress and to masturbate. When the boy didn't follow through, Linger shot him 3 times, beat him with a tire tool, and then ran over the boy with his Mustang. The jury found Linger guilty of first-degree murder. Then, on the next day, the same jury heard more testimony for the penalty phase of the trial. They learned that Stanley Linger and the co-defendant, David Smith, were gay lovers. The relationship was entered as evidence for the jury to consider in weighing punishment. Linger's attorney at the time objected that Linger's homosexuality was irrelevant, but he was overruled and the jury sentenced Linger to death. Today, Linger has a new attorney named Kent Gibson, and he's fighting the death penalty to the bitter end.
It's wrong for a prosecutor who represents the state of Missouri to use someone's sexual orientation as a reason for a jury to give them the death penalty.
Gibson argued that the prosecutors were making a raw appeal to homophobic prejudices, especially given the time and place. The trial occurred in 1986 in a conservative religious county in rural eastern Missouri.
Well, I think if they would have put on evidence that we ought to kill this guy because he's a Catholic or a Jewish or a Mormon or some other religion that would be out of the mainstream in that part of the country, I think there'd be no doubt that the courts would have found that that was a constitutional violation. So it's basically kill this person because he's a deviant, he's different than us, and he's a pervert.
Gay rights groups and the American Civil Liberties Union are also trying to stop tomorrow's execution. Matt Coles is the executive director of the ACLU's Lesbian and Gay Rights Project.
We believe it is unconstitutional because there is no conceivable connection between being lesbian or gay and an individual's commission of a particular crime. The only reason why you would put this before the jury is to hope to appeal to their prejudice and inflame them. And we believe it is unconstitutional to introduce evidence solely to prejudice a jury.
But homosexuals do not get the same constitutional protections afforded racial minorities and women. So legal experts say it's hard to argue that homosexuality cannot be used against someone in a trial. Carol Steiker is a law professor at Harvard University. She says homosexuality also apparently doesn't violate a general evidence principle. The rule is that evidence should be withheld from lay jurors if its prejudicial effect is likely to exceed its probative value.
For example, that general rule is what leads courts to exclude gory photographs of victims' injuries. It's true that those photographs are in some way relevant to the proof of how the victim died, but courts have recognized that jurors who view such photos are likely to be inflamed and to act out of emotion rather than out of reason.
Linger's attorneys have appealed all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court, and Missouri's Attorney General, Jay Nixon, is fighting back to uphold the death penalty.
Our response is very simple. This is a guilty man convicted of a terribly heinous crime. He has struck out on every other appeal for the last 15 years, and as a last-ditch effort, they're trying to make some sort of bizarre sexual orientation argument that has absolutely nothing to do with this conviction.
But defense attorneys say Linger's sexual orientation had everything to do with his death sentence, and they'll be making that case in a last-ditch appeal to Missouri's new governor, Bob Holden, today. Stanley Linger is scheduled to die by lethal injection in Potosi, Missouri at 1 minute past midnight, unless Holden or the U.S. Supreme Court intervene. Marianne Akers, NPR News.